WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a move that was expected after at least seven career prosecutors in New York and D.C. resigned in protest. This is ABC News. The spiritual leader of the world's Roman Catholics is hospitalized.
Pope Francis admitted to the Gemelli Hospital in Rome on Friday for bronchitis treatment. He was diagnosed with the illness a week ago and has been struggling to speak for long periods of time, but has been keeping a busy schedule of meetings and events. The 88-year-old will also be undergoing tests at the hospital. According to the Vatican, he's had to cancel all his scheduled events for the next 3 days.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered the transfer of federal inmate George John Hanson to Oklahoma so the state can execute him for the 1999 abduction and murder of a 77-year-old woman in Tulsa. Johnson had been doing life in federal prison on numerous convictions predating his homicide conviction in Oklahoma. In a memo to the Bureau of Prisons, Bondi writes the Department of Justice owes it to the victim and her family to send Johnson to Oklahoma so he can be put to death. Bondi calls it a just sentence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Brandon Woodruff back on the mound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At Brewers spring training in Arizona, pitcher Brandon Woodruff throwing 20 pitches for the first time to batters after having surgery on his shoulder back in October of 2023. How did it feel?
Felt great. When you can kind of break down, obviously I was nervous, jittery. Like, I mean, it's the first time in a year and a half, but I felt good. I think it went a lot better than I expected to, which was I needed this. I needed to face hitters. I needed Bowers, and I needed Woodruff. Him to step in the box, you know what I mean? Like, you got a all-star steps in the box, the first hitter you've seen in a year and a half. I mean, you can't help but get a little adrenaline going. So it was good for me. Got some good feedback, and now it's just recover. Like, go recover and get used to doing this again.
NBA All-Star Weekend, the Bucks' Marcus Johnson named a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame. The final vote to be announced in April. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers did not make the cut. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind.
It's 21 right now.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Weekend. The dodgy ones have infiltrated the Internal Revenue Service, screaming headline at the top of Drudge Report. What are they up to? Well, nobody knows. But we know that for a long, long time, Republicans have been a jeremiad against or a jihad against the Internal Revenue Service because those are the people that collect taxes from billionaires, and the billionaires just don't like paying their taxes. So, you know, they're trying to cut $4 trillion out of our federal budget so they can give $4 trillion to the billionaires, and now they're in the IRS. Meanwhile, multiple government officials are telling ABC News that America is now facing a national security crisis because Trump and Musk apparently just laid off some 1,800 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration. Sources tell ABC News that all of the agency's core functions are being impacted by the firings. I'm quoting from a piece over on Raw Story right now, including maintaining the security of America's nuclear weapons stockpile, responding to nuclear disasters around the world, and tracking nuclear devices being held by United States as enemies. So, yeah, sure, Elon and Donald, just, you know, kneecap our nuclear agencies so we can't even know what Russia is up to. I'm sure Mr. Putin is very happy with that, and he probably is going to call Donald Trump back and say, hey, you know, when we meet in a few months in Moscow or in Riyadh and you know, you're going to come over and give me my BJ, then we'll have something, a little special gift for you. This is crazy. Meanwhile, the dodgy website, you know, they've got this official website for the Department of Government Efficiency. It got hacked. And the hackers explained to 404 Media, they said the dodgy website is, quote, insecure and pulls from a database called Cloudflare Pages that can be edited by anyone. So the home page now says, this is a joke of a .gov website. These experts left their database open. R-O-R-O, whatever that stands for. So, yes, and these are the guys that are inside all of our government computers right now. This is over the top. This is beyond the pale. So it's the weekend. What's on your mind today? Sue Ellen in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Hey, Sue Ellen, what's up?
Well, hey, Tom. I was going to tell you on that same vein. I am of a certain age and I have been using Social Security services for a number of years. I called them yesterday with a question, which I have done many other times, and usually I'm on hold for 15 or 20 minutes. I kept waiting for them to pick up, and then it became a contest. After 4 hours, I gave up.
4 hours on hold for Social Security?
4 hours on hold. Those dodgy guys. People. Yeah. They're in our Social Security, too.
Amazing.
Anyway, just a heads up.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue Ellen.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, I think. You know what I mean. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hi. I'd like to remind all of the people who call your program that when you call and you start trashing the Democratic Party, the party that's seen 51 million jobs created versus the Republicans seeing zero since the Soviet Union fell, you're joining Russia, you're joining Putin, you're joining Trump, you're joining the Republican Party in trashing the party that actually gets things done.
I get it, Larry. So, I agree with you. Although when Democratic senators refuse to, you know, refuse to even stop, you know, what's going on in the Senate by not going along with a unanimous consent call, I have a problem. And I think it's fair and reasonable to point that out.
Yeah, there. I don't know how many thousands of different organizations and individuals all over the world now. It's not just in America. That's trashing the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
That's trying to destroy the Democratic Party like TYT. I know you don't like me saying that, but I still watch their program, and I know they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't. So it kind
There's
of
a bunch of phony lefties out there, Larry. There's a bunch of them.
Anyway, I called mainly to talk about the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested a former Federal Reserve official for passing Federal Reserve secret information to China so that China could manipulate our stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And they were apparently doing that since 2018.
Wow.
Now, somebody asked Powell about this guy getting arrested, and he was clueless. Had no idea that this was going on his watch.
Huh.
I'm a guy in L.A. I'm just a guy in L.A. How is it that I picked up on it that somebody was in the Federal Reserve was dirty, and he didn't, and he's running the organization?
Yeah, you think this
and
is the – I mean, you've been calling into this program for a couple of years, pointing out these weird coincidences around the stock market and the Fed and all this kind of stuff. You think that this was this one dirty guy in the Fed doing this instead of Jerome Powell?
I do not think it was just one guy. Just before the election, several former Federal Reserve people started coming on the air and talking about how much they love quantitative tightening.
Mm.
And they thought that was a better tool to use than the cutting.
Have they abandoned that now that Trump is back in office?
They've cut it roughly in half.
Yeah.
It's still going on, but they cut it roughly in half.
Okay.
Prior to the election, it was at one time, let's see, I saw one that it was around 40.
Yeah, no, I know they were really trying to put the squeeze to Biden.
Yeah, and now it's down to, on average, I think per week is like 6-7 billion removed.
Mm-hmm.
And the average under Biden was like 12-13. So they kind of cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the current president. It was bad for Joe Biden. And there is that connection between the VIX and the Dow, where all of a sudden it seems like they are there's some kind of spooky activity going on between.
Yes. Now, for people who don't know, the VIX is the measure of instability or
volatility.
Uncertainty.
Yeah, volatility.
And, thank you.
Yeah, and so what Republicans tend to do is they like to pick on small things, small states. They get control of those small entities to affect the whole of the body.
Yeah,
it's like a disease that goes in and attacks your kidneys or attacks just so they can kill you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Republicans do. So the VIX is something that nobody pays attention to. It appears to me that they've gotten control of that. The Fed is somebody that most people don't pay attention to. They've had control of that for decades, and they are just bringing in the fascism as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And again, it was the Fed chair. We have four Fed chair, I think, men who are still alive today. I would love to have Congress put them on a panel so somebody can grill them. And why is it that Powell did not know that he had dirty people under his watch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, Larry. Good stuff. I'm not holding my breath, but the although if he continues, the latest word I heard was that don't even expect any rate cuts until December of this year. If that continues, Trump is going to start freaking out. So we'll see where it goes.
Like I said, he painted himself in a box.
Yeah, I agree. Larry, thanks for the call. It's always good to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your call.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's ffrf.us, FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Picking up the calls here. John in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes, excuse me. I'm eating something. I just swallowed it.
That's quite all right. It's an old waiter's trick, John.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, to talk about separation of church and state and religion in this country, and I, you know, really think that that was the greatest thing that, you know, that the founding fathers came up with. But it's been totally turned around, and these nationalists, they've been working on that, I would say, you know, for years, actually.
Sure.
In the last 20, 25 years, you know, Jeff Sharritt, he infiltrated the group called The Family.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wrote a book about it.
Yeah, and they made a movie about it. And, you know, basically it's you know, you just take parts of the Bible that support power, because this is what they're after. They're not after a religious existential experience with God or Christ or anything. It's just about power and how you can essentially take away, you know, people's free will. And, you know, they're the worst kind of authoritarians, and, you know, Margaret Atwood, you know, was absolutely right, you know, when she, wrote her greatest work, you know.
She still is absolutely right. She's still out there warning people.
Yeah, and, you know, other people are, but I, you know, am amazed at how they capture religious groups. And even in my own small denomination, which, you know, I think it's probably not more than maybe 2 or 3 million people in the entire country. But, you know, the Bishop Beatty, is her name, or I can't remember,
yeah.
From Washington, who was there at the National,
Bud,
you know,
B-U-D-D-E.
Bud. Yeah. Anyway, she was right on about what she said. You could disagree with some elements of what she said, but her main thrust was, you know, taking care of the poor, the needy, and these kinds of things. And this is the kind of thing that they just turn on their head. It's amazing. We haven't seen anything like this in this country, you know, since the Massachusetts colonies, and, you know, when they were burning witches, and Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter. And that's the way it is in these red states. You can't say anything except the party line down there. Mm-hmm. I've lived in the Bible. It's horrible, and it's, you know, there's a you know, big separation between the blue states and the red states, and it's mainly over that. And they've turned religion into legislation, and they're working at it at a national level, even to the point where they'll ignore the Constitution. They want a theocracy, and, you know, let's see what happened in these theocracies.
Yeah. John, this is not anything new. This is also how the Confederacy operated, and they used the Bible to justify slavery.
And then they used it to justify Jim Crow.
Yep.
You know, it's so It's beyond the pale. It just creeps me out. But if you take away a person's free will, then you really don't have a person who is believing out of free will. And I was taught that, you know, at the point of a sword, is that what we want people to believe and be forced to believe a certain way? No. And besides which, this is a country of many different types of religion or no religion, agnostics, atheists, Jews, Muslims, you know, Hindus. How about them and their rights? Yeah. In the, you know, so it, I think we're going so far backward. It's chilling what they want to do. But and it's not just here in this country. You know, Hungary is it's the same kind of thing. In Viktor Russia. Orban, and then
you know,
that other idiot,
the Bishop of Moscow. You know, the Putin's got the Orthodox Church under his thumb. No, you're absolutely right, John.
And
right now here in the United States, the big group, the one group that's really pushing back hard is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us. And you know
I would support them as a Christian because I just don't want that type of religion to dominate.
No, I do. I call myself a Christian and I support the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah, and it's an anti, you know, this is, if it's not the Antichrist that Trump is and his little minions, they're paving the way. But it's not just here, it's in Hungary, Germany, you know, there's, you know, like, who is it, Sebastian Gorka going on. If you're, you know, with this kind of philosophy, then you're with Western civilization. He had the audacity to use that, you know, to say Western civilization. Yep. Well, the darkest periods of Western civilization is when, you know, church and state was so merged, and you brought up Russia. They actually have a cathedral that they built dedicated to war. I mean, you can't get any more, antichrist than that.
Yeah.
And I've said that to people in my own church because I am Russian Orthodox. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, no, he's not a good guy. This was like 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
And they just ignored it. And, you know, he gives a lot of money to Mount Athos, you know,
I got it.
Monastery.
John, I got to run. I'm sorry. But thanks for sharing your insights and concerns. I share them. And I appreciate it. You were very articulate about it. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is, after all, Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Exposing the con in conservatism.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going
going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a move that was expected after at least seven career prosecutors in New York and D.C. resigned in protest. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Welcome to the era of the mini reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. This series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by tag director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Brandon Woodruff back on the mound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At Brewers spring training in Arizona, pitcher Brandon Woodruff throwing 20 pitches for the first time to batters after having surgery on his shoulder back in October of 2023. How did it feel?
Felt great. When you can kind of break down, obviously I was nervous, jittery. Like, I mean, it's the first time in a year and a half, but I felt good. I think it went a lot better than I expected to, which was I needed this. I needed to face hitters. I needed Bowers, and I needed William to step in the box. You know what I mean? Like, you got a all-star steps in the box, the first hitter you've seen in a year and a half. I mean, you can't help but get a little adrenaline going. So it was good for me. Got some good feedback, and now it's just recover. Like, go recover and get used to doing this again.
NBA All-Star Weekend, the Bucks' Marcus Johnson named a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame. The final vote to be announced in April. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers did not make the cut. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind.
It's 21 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Views in a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, George in Wheeling, West Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, shout out to your old colleague, Troy Miller. They're friends of our family.
Oh, that's great.
In West Virginia here in Wheeling.
Troy has been a producer of this program. He was a phone answerer. He's run the board. He helped me rewrite The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. He was my research assistant on that book. He's an amazing man.
He absolutely is brilliant. Yeah. But the reason I'm calling today, Tom, is that we desperately need your help and other progressive broadcasters and people out there to get the message out. It's time to put our bodies on the line. They have reduced our muted our votes. They've with voter suppression and they've money equals speech. And so now the only way is through mass demonstrations, mass sit-downs, mass red, white, and blue flu needs to take over this country and show the billionaire class who, or at least the government works for us. We are the sovereign. We the people. And so Donald Trump works for us. The Congress works for us. The Supreme Court works for us. And they forget. They forget because they're in their power towers or whatever. We have to remind them. And the only way we're going to do that is through mass demonstration. We have the right to demonstrate. We have the right to voice our opinions. We have the right to get grievances solutions to grievances. Right. We have
petition
the right to
petition for redress of grievances, the way it's addressed in the First Amendment. Yes.
Right, exactly. And so we have to start now. It's like the house is on fire and we're running around looking for batteries for the smoke alarm. It's time to put the fire out.
We have to
regain our sovereignty, our agency as citizens of the United States. I've sworn an oath to the Constitution. There are many of out here who have sworn an oath, who pledge allegiance to the flag, and it's time that we put our bodies on the line and get your help and other people like you to get the message out, please.
Excuse me. The number one group out there that is organizing demonstrations, and they're doing a great job, and they're doing it, excuse me, all over America, is indivisible.org. I agree with you,
indivisible.org,
George.
Okay.
Yeah. But Indivisible has become basically the backbone, the spine, the central nervous system for organizing protests and demonstrations in the United States. Pretty much all of these demonstrations that Rachel Maddow has been reporting on every night on her program, for example, and that occasionally pop up on other media, the vast majority of them are being organized over on Indivisible's platform. So I encourage you to check that out, George, and thank you for your passionate call. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got a couple of observations, and then, yeah, I'm going to be a little critical of the Democratic Party, but I think in a good way. The first observation is, with this President's Day weekend, is everybody ready to pay 50% more for a mattress?
Why? Because of tariffs you're talking about?
Yes, because of Trump's policies. So I'm thinking he's changed the President's Day sale into basically paying more for everything. So
yeah.
And the other thing I want to complete is just another silly thing, and that's that shiny city on the hill, you know, which is America. Well, if on closer observation, it is that flaming paper bag of stuff. I just wanted to put those
the
two together.
The poop bag on the porch.
I think it just. Yep. So, you know, I just want to put that together. But here's what happens. Here's a little criticism of the Democrats now. they got to start campaigning, like it is start campaigning for 2024 now. Okay. And yeah. So they need to start saying what they're fighting for. And again,
I assume you mean 2026 or 2028. I think that the Democratic Party should start their primary right now for the presidency.
Yes, well, and so that's my point is we should be, again, campaigning right now, like it's for 2026. And, you know, we should be fighting for our causes. And, yeah. You know, I think we should be fighting for a constitutional amendment that people are not corporations and, yep. And money is not free speech.
Pramila Jayapal, by the way, just introduced that into the House of Representatives this morning.
And that needs to be staged front and center. We need to get back to education and finally say pull the plug on this charter school experiment. Say it's not working. It hasn't improved anything. It's just going to be a big waste of money.
Yeah.
And here's my criticisms of the Democrats, because we get caught up in the news cycle and we always get pulled into topics that are unpopular. They're important to us as a party to fight for, but they're unpopular with the majority of independents. And that's how I think we lost this election. For example, anytime you're in a news conference or talking to someone and maybe transgender topics come up and they ask you, what do you think about this, blah, 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 just simply say, we want what is fair for everyone, and then shut up or pivot back to an important, you know, topic.
Yeah.
Because they get caught up into that, and then that becomes the news.
Well, they've been doing wedge issues forever. I mean, it used to be guns, you know, it used to be religion. Now it's trans people. It's like,
yeah, and just say we want what is fair for everyone and move on to back to the topic at hand and stop it. And back to the education, we do need to teach our kids, you know, about social media. We almost need to teach them that anything they see on social media is fake until proven.
Well, I think we need to teach them not just social media literacy like they're doing in Finland, but we also, like they're doing in Finland, need to be teaching them critical thinking skills, how to evaluate arguments.
And that's where you almost have to start with everything's fake until proven truthful, especially with AI, because it's going to become even more difficult.
No, I completely get it, Rob, and I agree with you. Thank you. You said it very, very well. Corey in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Back to you, Corey.
Since it is Valentine's Day, I'm going to speak of fetuses. And you know, the Alabama court ruling that, you know, the guy dropped that petri dish of a fertilized egg, and they concluded it was murder. That was a person. That woman's children. I was thinking, you know, that zero citizens in the United States are fetuses, embryos, or zygotes.
That's so
far. There aren't
any
citizens. Yeah, I mean, you have to be born to be a citizen. And I was thinking, now, if that's her children, a lot of times, you know, those women, when they go into those clinics to, you know, for in vitro fertilization, they don't just do one fertilized egg. They might have a dozen of them or something. Are they going to force that woman to give birth to all her children?
Well, that's why they're trying to shut down in vitro fertilization, because, you know, they'll pull out a half a dozen eggs or more. They'll fertilize all of them with the husband's sperm. And then they pick out the one or two or three that they think are most likely to be viable, the ones that seem to be, you know, reproducing well, and implant them in the uterus. And the rest of them get thrown down the drain, you know. And the people who believe that life begins at conception are just beside themselves about this. And yet, you know, some 5 or 10% of babies in America, I don't actually know the percentage, but it's not insignificant percentage of babies in America are now being born through in vitro fertilization. IVF is a big deal.
Yeah, and if I want to talk about one thing too about just the disparity in wealth, like a person at the poverty line, if they had $12,500 stacked as $1 bills, that's about 50 inches tall, come up to their chest. Elon Musk's wealth stacked as $1 bills, you know how high that goes?
No, I don't. Probably halfway to the
114 times higher than the International Space Station.
Wow. Yeah, so it's beyond.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I get it. Corey, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Heather in Blaine, Washington. Hey, Heather, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I had a quick thing about the SAVE Act. I know we were talking about that a couple of days ago, where we're worried that it's going to limit who can vote, specifically married women and trans people and such. But the one thing I wanted to remind everyone of is, if you haven't yet, May 7th, we're all going to be required to have the Real ID or enhanced driver's license.
Correct.
And when I was doing my research on that, that would be an appropriate proof of your voter registration, you know, in addition to your voter card and all the
not
stuff
under
that they're
the
going
Save
on,
Act.
But okay. I under guess I misread what I read because...
Yeah, my understanding is that under the SAVE Act, a real ID driver's license and a passport isn't enough. You have to show a birth certificate. Okay. Now, I could be wrong.
Well, what I was reading, I'm in Washington State, and when I had to get my real ID, I had to provide an original notarized copy of my birth certificate, an original notarized copy of my marriage license, mm-hmm. and all those things, because they have to be original and notarized,
right.
make the real ID an appropriate proof of your voter identity. So I might be wrong. But just quickly, the other thing I think every listener needs to hear, especially if you're born in Washington State, take this information and share it with everyone. Trans people who want to change the designation of their sex on their birth certificate, it used to take 10 months. Well, the new governor has shortened it to 3 days.
Oh, that's
from
great.
Application to sending it out. So you can apply online.
Right.
And then 3 days, you're processed, and it's shipped right out to you. So
that's great.
Get
it
in there and get that done to save yourself all of...
Yeah, there you go. Heather, thank you. Thanks for the information. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Domingo's Weekend in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So we've cleaned up our diets and we've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report sleeping better with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you've tried them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's 20% off all their products, including their sleep products, which are really, really work well, at cbdistillery.com when you use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway. To a forest, the pines stood tall. Their whispers told stories.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Salem, Massachusetts. Hey, John, what's up?
Hello?
John? Hey, John, you're on the air.
Thank you, Tom. A couple of points I want to make real quickly is protesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the math of, say, roughly half the country living paycheck to paycheck. Those, the people like that, including myself, cannot take time off to go protest no matter how desperate they want to. And if you do take the time off, you lose money. And
what about weekends?
The way the market is, they're not all protests are on the weekends and everywhere.
There are generally protests
across the country.
Yeah, I work an 11-hour day. Okay, keep going, John.
Most people can't afford to take the time off to go protest. And if they do take the time off, they stand a chance of getting fired. Because there's tons of people looking for work, and there's going to be even more with all these layoffs coming from the government and stuff. But I think on the other topic, real quickly, the other thing I think we're all lying to ourselves if we think we're going to have a free and fair election in 2 years. The Republicans in control will do everything they can to stay in power and change whatever law they need to. And if you don't think they're not going to do that, I think we are just lying to ourselves.
I agree with you, John. I agree with you. And it's one of the reasons that I want to see the Democratic Party speaking out more aggressively about voter suppression. John, thank you. Mike in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, how you doing, Tom?
I'm fine.
I got three things I'm going to cover real quick. Oh, go ahead. You were saying what?
No, I was just replying. I said I'm fine. What's on your mind?
First off, well, that was reported in the White House, and I got thrown out. I would think I would take that as a badge of honor and actually go out and do some real reporting, because all that's going to be left is a bunch of people preaching to the choir about what he said.
Yeah, it's the White House press corps is pretty much moving in the direction of sycophancy. Syncompancy? I don't know how to pronounce the word, but all becoming syncophants.
All you got to do is start following the money, what's going on. Remember, this is all about a bunch of rich people trying to go ahead and take over the country. Let it happen. They just start following the money. Yeah. Oh, the other thing is, I was at the store today, and I accidentally put an item in another person's cart, and she said, oh, my gosh, dude, that's my cart and everything. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I had my earbud in. I looked at her and said, I'm learning about Elon Musk, and she like, oh, my God. And one last thing. You're going to like this one. With all these promises and immigration, somebody ought to put an electronic billboard up and show how many immigrants actually are getting shipped out of the country. They'll freak out about that. And everything that he does, every time he does something like our promises for my Social Security not to be taxed, it's not there yet. When's that going to happen? When my waitress is not going to have to pay taxes on her tip? When's the guy not going to have to pay taxes on his overtime? Things like that. Just put that on the highway every day.
No, they actually want to raise taxes. Happen. This is their proposal. They want to raise taxes on everybody making under $224,000 a year, and they want to lower taxes on people making above $224,000 a year. And I think that kind of tells you what they're up to, Mike. Thanks for the call. Rudy in Hudsonville, Michigan. Hey, Rudy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm just calling to give you an update. You had a caller yesterday talk about the tip laws here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And the House is controlled by Republicans, and the governorship obviously is controlled by Democrats, so is the Senate. So right now they're in talks and try to scale back that deal on the tips and the sixth law that's going into effect next week, Friday, as far as days that to give people. They're trying to scale that back, you know, for the employers. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is for,
still
for sick leave.
I know Governor Whitmer. Pardon?
For sick leave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I know Governor Whitmer is through an olive branch, basically trying to be bipartisan, and says she's willing to delay it. But
yeah,
I sure hope she sticks.
She's
her
a good governor. You guys are really blessed there in my home state, the place where I was born and grew up. I'm, you guys have some great people in your administration. Rudy, I got to run. Thanks for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Rubin, and Russell Michaels. And thank you to you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Find a demonstration this weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
News from the center, WRCE.
Let's rock some local music this weekend on Max Inc. Join us as we welcome Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, plus Yanni and Rocker will stop in for a visit. It's Max Inc. Saturday to Sunday evenings at 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Anger and confusion amongst federal workers nationwide as President Trump and Elon Musk try to downsize the federal workforce. In Boston, hundreds chanting "Stop the coup" demonstrated. Organizer Bonnie Jin.
We are taking a stand against two main things. One is the billionaire takeover of our government, which is a culmination of a decades-long struggle by billionaires to line their own pockets. And second, it's the fact that this current administration is enacting a policy of dehumanization on so many of our community members.
Washington, D.C. federal judge Amy Berman Jackson imposed a temporary restraining order blocking the mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Presiding over a lawsuit by 14 states seeking to stop the government efficiency effort, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan told the states to narrow down their lawsuit and present it by Saturday. She'll rule after that. This is ABC News. Alabama.